I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Friday, June 12th. Recent data shows a downward trend in homelessness in Montgomery County, but local leaders are worried that that could change because of funding cuts and shifting federal priorities. WYSO's Nick Herkman has this.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is making sweeping changes to how it funds services, especially for the chronically homeless. For decades, one of the main ways for helping chronically homeless people has been to offer permanent housing with social services on site. There are more than 1,400 apartments like this in Montgomery County, and they are in high demand. But in November, HUD announced it wants to cut more than half of its funding for permanent housing assistance. Instead, the Trump administration wants more people receiving temporary housing with work or addiction treatment requirements. Local leaders are working on a strategy to respond. Jessica Jenkins is director of Montgomery County Human Services Planning and Development. She says the county is dedicated to maintaining critical services as much as possible.
And our focus is to ensure stability for people that are experiencing a housing crisis.
For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
An 11th-hour effort to send data center regulations to Governor Mike DeWine died late Wednesday night. Now the bill is unlikely to go anywhere until November, at least. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson has this.
The legislation under consideration would have cut local tax abatements off at 50% and regulated water usage and discharges by facilities. But the House took issue with how it handled the state's controversial data center sales tax break. GOP Senator Brian Chavez says the legislature is limited in how much it can do because of multi-decade commitments already made.
That was established in the Kasich administration. We can't go back. That cake is baked and half eaten. There may be some things that we can do, but that's not anything that we can do right now.
He says the Ohio Senate is not coming back until after the November election. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A group of Wright State University students will be honored during this weekend's Dayton Air Show as they advance their aviation goals. 28 will be recognized for earning their FAA pilot certification after a year of flight training. There will be a ceremonial wing pinning reflecting their level. All of them will get a flight jacket and a name patch. Their further training includes flight training hours, specific maneuvers, ground instruction, and taking the FAA check ride with an FAA-designated pilot examiner. Wright State students in the Aviation Science and Technology program receive hands-on flight training at First Flight Aviation. That's an educational training facility at the Dayton Wright Brothers Airport in Miamisburg. Photo ID is mandatory to vote early and on Election Day, and it has been since 2023. But this fall, voters will be asked whether the existing law should be added to Ohio's Constitution after lawmakers advance their resolution getting it on the ballot. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that isn't the only election change on deck.
In a rush before a months-long recess, the GOP majority House just barely ratified the measure late Wednesday.
A lot of fluff, a lot of discussion, a lot of histrionics here. Let's just be straight. This amendment simply says, let's keep doing the thing that everybody is already doing.
That was Representative Brian Stewart, a Republican. But lawmakers also sent Governor Mike DeWine stricter ID requirements to vote by mail inside a bill originally meant to get homeless residents' ID cards. That still needs DeWine's signature and would not take effect until November 2027. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Conservationists are planning to release hundreds of threatened American burying beetles into Ohio later this month. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports it's an effort to reestablish a population here.
American burying beetles once roamed across 35 states, but their numbers plummeted in the early 20th century, and they were placed on the endangered species list in 1989. Decades later, the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens, the Wilds, and now Ohio State University's United Titanium Bug Zoo are working together to breed the beetles in captivity and then release them into the wild. Jenny Filbrin is the Bug Zoo's manager. She says the beetles play an important role in the environment. They bury small dead animals like rodents and birds.
They control fly populations because they are eating things that live on dead animals.
In recent years, scientists have found beetles in the state that have successfully survived the winter, a sign these reintroduction efforts are working. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Rain has come to an end, at least for today anyway. We'll have a nice day today, expecting sun with a high in the low 80s. Saturday looks nice for whatever you planned outdoors. Take us with you with the WISO app. We're looking for high in the mid-80s, but rain chances will return late Saturday night into Sunday. And that's WISO Today for Friday, June 12th. I'm Mike Fraser.